1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. What if there was no FCC? What would my show sound like uncensored? Find out on January 1st, the year 2001, as The Phil Henry Show presents a live, uncensored, and unedited webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade. Complete with all of our favorite guests, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear me without limits. You can't hear it on the radio. You can't see it on TV. Listen via the Internet for only $4.95 to the colorful and wonderful Rose Parade. Hear this historic presentation live and Yeah, baby. Hear this historic presentation live and uncensored for just $4.95. Go to philhenryshow.com for details. That's philhenryshow.com. By the way, if anybody knows the name of that song that we're playing, that'd be a sweet thing for you to check in with us on that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And, of course, we are standing by for any resolution to the dilemma confronting this country as to the presidential election. We are here for you. We'll let you know what's going on. Right now, the Supreme Court, they are napping. They have decided to just head down to a local restaurant and have themselves a covered dish. Maybe they're having a cocktail. I don't know what. But one thing's for sure, Jim, they ain't come up with any solution to this problem. Not yet anyway. If they do, when they do, how they do, where they do, you'll have it here. We'll do the do. Now, what we wanted to do this hour on the Phil Henry Show is something that we do periodically. Actually, we've only done this once before. We're going to dedicate this hour to Steve Bozell. Steve Bozell, as you know, is a construction contractor in Corona, California, who has filed, in my recollection, probably close to 50 to 100 different lawsuits in the last 4 years for a variety of things. Steve is married to his wife, April. He has two children, Ashley and Steve Jr. He lives in Corona. His next-door neighbor is Roy Hutchins, and his arch-rival in the construction business is a guy by the name of Cliff Pettigrew of Pettigrew Construction. Steve is a good father, and I think he's a hard worker, but he's a little sensitive, and he takes a lot of things very personally. And as a result, he's filed just countless lawsuits against not just big corporations or private companies. He's actually gone so far in some instances to sue his own wife. We'll give an example here. Let me see the list of lawsuits that we have, Craig. This is an example of Steve filing a lawsuit against his own wife.
I cannot believe you are going through with this ridiculous lawsuit.
What's ridiculous about it when a man laughs at you?
You can look at it and tell. First of all, popsicle doesn't have a creamy filling. And then you sucked it all the way down to the sacks before you realized what it was. Give me a break. Come on.
This is exactly what I mean, Mr. Henry, what this woman's putting me through right now.
Well, you admitted to it.
If I was a lawyer, if I was a judge, I'd laugh you and the lawyer out of the courtroom. You got to be kidding me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, get a load of that. That's the second time this guy's hung up on me tonight.
And if his wife liked the popsicle better than him, oh, well. I think he's hilarious.
This dude is going to sue the company for alienation of affections because his wife.
I cannot believe that.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Okay,
Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
You hang up on me one more time, sir. You're going to be off the show, okay?
I apologize. But I felt very much assaulted by this woman's comment.
What, are you getting angry now?
Yes, I'm getting angry.
Why?
Because I sucked on something that looks like a penis.
You don't look at something before you put it in your mouth. You might as well just pick something up off the ground and put it in your mouth. Come on, man. Let's get serious.
Right when I grabbed the popsicle out of the freezer, I heard what I thought was my sprinklers going off, so I looked over, and then I just pulled it out of the wrapper and stuck it in my mouth.
You heard your what?
I thought the sprinklers were going off.
I thought you was cutting the grass.
Now, I come to find out this pleasure pop comes in different sizes, and my wife bought the 11-inch size. Boy, that hurt. Okay, thank you very much.
So that was Steve Bozell. He sued his wife because she bought some popsicles that were shaped like a man's private part, and he didn't know that, and he just went and grabbed the popsicle and went outside to mow the lawn, and he was sucking on it, and his friend Roy Hutchins started making fun of him. In this next one, just even an example of the kinds of lawsuits that Steve... And by the way, what we're looking for this hour, your input, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a length of time and you know the show, your input on your favorite Steve Bozell lawsuit at 1-800-449-8686. Well, during the election campaign, of course, there was President Clinton on the cover of Esquire magazine in kind of a spread pose. His knees were apart. And apparently Steve's wife was watching that on TV one night, saw that photograph, and said, "Dinner is served." Steve, again, sued his wife for alienation of affection and for making him look like a fool by saying that, you know, the president was attractive.
My wife's sitting there going, "Dinner served," checking out Clinton's junk area. And
I know,
I got the cootie rash going. And I,
you enough about your cootie rash, man. I don't want to hear about it anymore, okay?
It's a seborrhea with a yeast infection.
I got that, okay?
You know what, sir? I just think that you're totally
I want to ask the lady in Denver this question because my wife just walked through the living room. There she goes, eating a giant pickle, and she's looking at me. What are you doing? My wife's eating a giant pickle, staring at me. And now she's looking at my cootie area.
You know what? She's doing this to aggravate you. And which, you know... But you know what's sad about this is if your wife really loved you, she wouldn't be doing that type of thing to make you angry anyway.
Well,
if she knows that this hurts you.
I was thinking maybe she's playing a sexual game with you so that when your cootie rash, as you call it, clears up, you guys could have some fun.
You know, I don't like no woman laughing at me, though.
God, man, how old are you?
35.
God, you got married young, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And you're crying like a baby.
Look at that pickle juice running down her chin, too. What you call that? What do you call that?
Hi.
Huh? God damn it. Are you laughing at me?
You know what, sir? I think you're really blowing this way out of proportion.
Okay, he's out of his mind.
He is definitely out of his mind.
Sorry.
If you're wanting a solution, you're certainly not taking anybody's advice.
Ah,
I
don't think he's using ointment on his skin. I think he's eating the stuff.
I think
aren't
you
eating that ointment?
Ah.
I don't think he's using it correctly. Tell me what it is.
Okay. That's Steve... Here's another one on the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Steve Bozell Hour we're doing. And we are just remembering some of Steve's bigger lawsuits. And you're invited to join us in the remainder of the hour to tell us what your favorite Steve Bozell lawsuit was. His daughter, Ashley, I think that's her name, had a birthday party at the Chuck E. Cheese. And Steve, I guess, was unaware that some of the employees at the Chuck E. Cheese dress up in a mouse costume. And it scared him. So he wanted to sue the local restaurant that had the mouse costume.
I'm just saying that when I was a child, I was bit by a rat, and they had a man in a rat costume. And
well, are you saying that this restaurant should know better?
I think they should know better than to sneak up on someone like that and scare you. This lady said she was raped by a guy and she didn't even see him.
Attempted.
A what, ma'am? You were what?
I was attempted. It was an attempt. Somebody came by and caught it.
Well,
what I'm saying,
when you say it was attempt, what did he do? Just put his arms around you or what?
No. He didn't do anything because somebody came at that very minute, heard me scream, and
when someone shakes your hand, that's not called attempted rape.
It was, and I didn't say that. When somebody came by, they saw what was going on and they prevented it from happening to me.
No,
but the
guy you say tried to rape you, what did he do? Just shake your hand?
Obviously
no,
not.
Fortunately, nothing happened. what I said was an attempt was made on me. He came up behind me and grabbed
me. Okay, well, that's the same thing that happened to me. I
well,
could have been
you know,
raped.
There is a very big difference in what happened to me and you. Yours is a big, tall guy in a rat costume. Come on, give me a break, pal.
Okay, so I'm not minimizing your trauma. Why are you making
no,
fun of
I
me?
No, I am not minimizing yours, but I think you're being absolutely ridiculous. At your age, man, come on, so
look,
ridiculous.
This was a rat costume that I did not see until the man, I turned around and I saw it, and it scared me.
And it scared you.
Yes,
well,
it did.
I guess I could sympathize with that.
Okay, if you want to make fun of me, I'm not making fun of you. The
well,
man who tried to... Look, just because a guy's
trying to sue this one.
Just because a guy's selling you zucchini doesn't mean he's trying to rape you, okay?
Uh-huh.
They need to give survivors...
Oh, so we're going
to
make light of it, huh?
No, you're making light of my problem.
Okay, all right, everybody calm down here.
Mr. Henry, she is making light of my problem. I'm trying to be sensitive to her problem. She's making light of my problem.
Well, you sound like you're on the verge of tears, sir.
Sir, I am. And she laughs?
Because you're
you
so
laugh?
Ridiculous, pal. You really...
Why am I ridiculous?
Well,
because anybody, even that guy goes up behind children and taps them on shoulders, and they aren't going to sue. You know, should I go have my 3-year-old grandson go and sue because some rat come up behind him and taps him on the shoulder and gave him a cry?
Did your grandson have rabies treatment?
Did he have what?
Did your grandson have to go through rabies treatment from being bit by a rat? I did.
Well, actually, no, he's 3 years old, so I don't think so. We don't live in the slums.
Okay, I did.
And I was raised on a farm, too, and I saw many a large rat, too. And let me tell you, pal.
You know something? I'm sorry that you didn't get raped. It would have been...
Yeah,
okay,
uh-huh.
that is completely uncalled for.
Yeah,
well, because
sure
I wish that he would have pinned you on the hood of the car.
I think that's... I'll hang up on you, pal, if you keep that up. You understand? Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
All my point is that it is ridiculous because it was worse to me, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder,
blah,
I was
blah,
fine
blah,
a short
blah,
time
blah,
later.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, there you go. That was Steve and some problem he had at a Chuck E. Cheese at his daughter's birthday party, and the Chuck E. Cheese rat-suited guy scared the crap out of him. We got a couple of more, but we'll go to your calls and your remembrances of your favorite Steve Bozell lawsuit. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're watching the election, see if anything happens, the Supreme Court and whatnot. Right now they're yakking about something. We mentioned this like 2 weeks ago, that the Democrats are all of a sudden into states' rights and the Republicans want to go to the federals and get this thing all settled. And guess what? They're talking about it on Larry King. So I'm not dumb. I'm smart. Not like dumb, some people think. Okay, here is Carrie on the Phil Henry Show. This is the Steve Bozell Hour, and we're talking about your favorite Steve Bozell lawsuits. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. My favorite lawsuit was
yes.
when Steve was suing his doctor because his baby had a dent in its head. And the reason why is because the doctor told Steve that he could have sex with his wife while she was pregnant. And because he had sex with his wife, he now has a dent in his forehead.
Steve has a dent in his own forehead?
No, the Steve's baby has
Steve's
a dent.
Steve's baby? Do you remember doing that one? I didn't think I did that one in L.A. I thought I did that in Miami.
No, it was in L.A. Well, it could have been a repeat, but I remember when I was a kid listening to your show in
when
L.A.
you were a kid?
Yeah.
I've only been on in L.A. for 4 years.
Well, I'm still a kid now, I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Jesus, so you were 19. Maybe we did a repeat. That was, I remember, the prenatal denting is what it was called.
Oh, these women were screaming at him saying, it wasn't long enough. How could it?
It wasn't long. What wasn't long enough?
Steve.
Listen, thank you very much.
Okay,
I do recall
you.
That one with great fondness, Carrie. Thanks a lot. Because we had done that in Miami, but I don't ever remember doing it here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Robert on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Robert. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good, man.
My favorite Steve Buscemi moment was when he was suing Mattel because he got a hard-on over the Barbie doll.
That's when he bought it for Barbie?
Yes.
I mean, when he bought it for his daughter?
Yes, sir. He was in the, I guess he was in a toy store. I don't remember which one, but he got excited over the Barbie doll, causing him embarrassment in front of the kid, and he was suing Mattel over this, and he was like...
Because the Barbie doll was so good-looking?
Yes, sir.
What was it he said? Wasn't he standing at the cash register saying something to the guys when he saw the doll?
I don't remember. All I know is I almost wrecked my car listening to that. I was laughing so hard.
I think what he was doing, he was standing at the register, and he looked at the Barbie doll, and then he say something along the lines of, man, how can you guys keep your mind on your work?
Something like that.
With that Barbie doll, yeah. Okay, I don't know what ever became of that lawsuit against Mattel.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing you New Year's Day.
Hey, thanks, pal.
Talk to you later.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot. Bye-bye. Hey, cool. So that guy's on, he's on target for our special webcast, which will be on New Year's Day. Go to the philhenryshow.com. Go to our website for more information. Here is Shane on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
My favorite is when Steve sued his next-door neighbor for serving alcohol at a party outside. It was during the summer, and he wasn't serving alcohol.
Right.
And it ruined Dr. Pepper and the slip and slide.
What do you mean?
Well, he kept going, oh, he was crying about Dr. Pepper and the slip and slide because he was serving alcohol, and everybody left the party to go party with the guy who served alcohol.
Oh, yeah, and then didn't he say that they should have had a sign up saying, warning, if you don't serve booze at a party, people will leave your party?
I think something like that, yeah, because basically everybody was at his party and he was serving Yoo-Hoo and mainly Dr. Pepper, and then the Dr. Pepper and the slip and slide just, you know,
it didn't
go by
make
the wayside, and everybody went to the next party. And
they went to the next-door neighbor's party. Yeah, yeah. That was Roy Hutchins was hanging over the fence saying, I got some booze here. I want you people to get serious. Okay, man, thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, so that one was an example of Steve's next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, screwing him up. Now, I got a really favorite Roy Hutchins, Steve Bozell lawsuit, and it has to do with the millennium. Can anybody remember that one? I would love it if somebody would call up with a memory of the Millennium Steve Bozell lawsuit against Roy Hutchins. And I'll give you a tip. I'll give you a hint. Roy was laughing at Steve as he was loading something into his truck. Okay, here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Sorry, I didn't catch that episode. You did the one where contractors, the guy was hiring Mexican contractors. Workers, and they're much better and more efficient than his workers.
Right.
They're getting paid better.
Yes.
And they're knocking out jobs in quicker time than his men were.
Yes.
And also, too, when he got excited about the chick getting out of the Thunderbird, and he had sex with a piece of wood in a knot hole.
Yeah.
And he gets splinters in his penis.
Yes, that's right. And so he was suing the lumber company. He was suing the outhouse manufacturer. And the wood putty that he tried to use as a lubricant.
Yeah.
Which you can't use as it was wood putty, so it didn't work out too good. Thank you, sir. There you go. So that was Steve. It wasn't his fault that he got aroused by that girl in the T-Bird. It's the wood putty wasn't good lubricant. Okay, let's go to, hold on for a second. Dan, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Dan.
Yes, Dan, how you doing?
Pretty good. There's two of them I remember. And the first one, it was when I first started listening to you, and it made me catch on to what was going on. The one where, for some reason, he wanted to directly do his temperature, and he stuck a pen up there.
Yes.
He put
a big pen up his rear end.
Yeah, it looked like. And the second one, there were some darts in a swimming pool.
But why did he put the big pen up there? Was it dark?
Yeah, it was dark or something like that.
He didn't want to wake his wife up, so he didn't turn the lights on.
I just remember my mom actually used to have a pen like that. That's what I thought was really funny.
And you put it up your rear end? No, go ahead.
No.
So, what else?
And then in the swimming pool, there was some kind of darts that the kids dive for, and he jumped in, cannonballed, and
They're called dive sticks.
Yeah.
And the dive stick, he cannonballed into the pool, and the dive stick wedged up his rear end.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve always had that problem.
Yeah.
All right, pal, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, man. So we got a few more phone calls to get to. We're going to take a break here. This is the Steve Bozell Hour, your favorite Steve Bozell lawsuit. I mean, it all ties in. It's law, okay? We can talk about the Supreme Court and have a dissertation on how constitutional law applies to states' rights and how the electors of the Electoral College and the legislature, how they meld together. Or we can talk about Steve putting a dive stick up his rear end. But it's all the same law. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Nothing new from Washington. Nobody has decided anything. I think they're all at home in bed, the Supreme Court. We'll let you know if anything breaks. They were going to preempt me. By the way, Mike, they were going to preempt me in L.A. I got on the phone. I had to call David because they were going to pull the plug on me and put Carell and Andrew on at 6. And if Tony hadn't called and I hadn't called and a whole bunch of people hadn't called... Well, anyway, here is a Steve Bozell lawsuit that has to do with the Bon Jovi show that he just took his wife to for a, I guess it was a just a romantic evening out. Steve and his wife went to see Bon Jovi because they wanted to recapture the flame of their youth. And he put on a very tight pair of leather pants, so tight, in fact, that when they got to the concert, he bent over to pick up his wife's purse and the back of the pants ripped. From the fly, from the back of the fly, all the way up the back to the back of the belt. And Steve decided that he would sue not only the manufacturers of the pleather, the plastic and leather pants, also the concert hall, but he was going to sue Bon Jovi for making the kind of music that attracted the kind of fans that would laugh at a guy whose pants ripped.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, I think the only lawsuit here could be the pants, maybe for material defects.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think either one of you people know anything about the law.
The rest of them are ridiculous. They're just, it's human nature for people to laugh at you, and it's sad that in this society that it is human nature instead of helping you.
Why did my wife laugh at me? Why did my wife laugh at me? She looked at my junk. She said it was shriveled.
Sir, we don't know your previous life with your wife. We don't know your previous marriage encounter. We don't know any of that. All we know is what happened. And
ma'am, the gentleman behind me poured a dark ale into the seat, which created a yeast infection in my butt.
Well, then you need to sue him.
Okay, well, I'm suing Bon Jovi.
But it's not Bon Jovi's fault that guy was an idiot.
They allowed to have dark beer served at their concert.
You go to any sporting event, any event at all, and they all have beer.
Yeah, but not dark.
Beer poured at me on Bronco games.
Not a dark ale.
A dark ale?
Yes, sir. Bon Jovi attracts people who do tend to drink honey ales and wheat ales.
Well, you know, Bon Jovi, I love Bon Jovi.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You're going to sue Bon Jovi because they serve wheat and dark ales at their concert, which would tend to create a yeast infection in a guy's rear end if his pants were ripped and he wasn't wearing underwear.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. He hung up on me. The guy hung up. Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. Yes, she's hanging up, too. Well, there you go. That was recently, about 2 weeks ago, Steve took his wife to the Bon Jovi show. I wonder if that lawsuit's, you know, in court yet. I wonder if they've taken depositions in that yet. 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think I know what you were talking about earlier with the Millennium episode.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that one. That's when he was loading cases, mind you, of KY jelly.
Yes, into his truck.
Because he was afraid he was going to be anally raped by marauding roadways.
Yes, at the Millennium.
And it was, I'm sorry, I was watching it with my mom. That was the funniest thing. It was the oddest thing to listen to with my mom, but she's hip, so.
Well,
I had to comment on that.
And he was loading the KY jelly into his truck to take back to the pharmacy or wherever he bought it. And his next door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, is standing there laughing at him.
And people were saying, well, cases, man, I mean, you know, how many times did you expect to be? Oh, my God. I had to comment on that, Phil.
Yeah. See, that was Steve's way of preparing for the Millennium bug. Everybody was like getting water.
Anticipating it, almost like relishing the thought. Oh my God!
Yeah. Everybody's getting water. Everybody's getting like their computer fixed. And he's going out and getting KY jelly because he knows he's going to get raped by motorcyclists. All right, Stephanie, you're the winner.
Thanks.
I guess we ought to have a prize for you or something.
That would be great.
So hold on, and Michael, I get your name and your address. Hold on. Can you take her name and address on four, Mike? Because she answered the question. I said, well, does anybody know which is my personal favorite Steve Bozell episode when he sued his next-door neighbor for that. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hey. All right. He was suing the producer of Reservoir Dogs because in Reservoir Dogs, the guy was telling a joke that someone's wife superglued his penis to his stomach, so he decided to superglue his own penis to his stomach.
Right. To see what would happen.
To see what would happen.
And what happened?
What happened? Well, he couldn't get it off. Had to go to the doctor, was it? Had to go to the doctor, and they cut him off or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. Dave, that's exactly right, Dave. Thank you. I'd totally forgotten that one myself.
That was a great one, yeah. Man. That was great.
We'll play it again. Yeah, he super glued his penis to his own stomach because that was said in the movie Reservoir Dogs that some guy had done that. Here is Scott. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Scott?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Can you hear me?
Well, you know, you're a little, you're breaking up a little bit, so hold on for a minute. Let me go over to Micah. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just remembering the one about when he was when he looked at the Aaron Brockovich poster.
Yes.
Popped a shot.
Yeah.
And he's suing the company for that.
He's suing because she was too good looking.
And her sweater was a little bit tight, and he was showing her breasts off.
Right. Well, what happened was he not only quote popped a shot, as you put it, but it the blood pressure dropped and he fainted.
Oh yeah.
And when he woke up, everybody was standing around, and people were saying he popped a shot in his pants and all this stuff. That's right. Yeah, he's suing Aaron Brockovich for that. I don't know what the status of that is. Have you read about that at all, sir?
No, I haven't at all.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Hopefully everything's going to be taken care of.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Let me go back to Scott. Scott, you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing fine now. Sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
Hey, my favorite Steve episode is the one where he wanted to go on the ride to the space shuttle with NASA. And so he did all the preparations and sent him a letter. And then NASA sent him that rejection letter, basically, you know, the nice letter that they send if you write them.
Yeah.
And he was all disappointed and saying that they owed him a ride and all. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. I don't remember the particulars. But why did he feel that he was qualified?
He was like something saying that he was like something to do with an engineer or something. I can't remember the specifics.
Didn't he have a design for a space station or something that he wanted to get up there really fast because otherwise somebody would steal the patent or something?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
And then the other one I wanted to mention was the one with the Barbie doll. You remember that? He saw his daughter's Barbie doll.
And he got sexually aroused.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually vote number two for that one tonight.
Oh,
so, yeah, another guy called in about that. But, yeah, he got sexually aroused. And he even said to the guys that were working the counter, how can you guys work here when that's going on, when she's there?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's
a
mess.
There is one more I can tell you about Steve Wiesel is the one where he was protesting President Clinton. He was an Army reservist going to be taking petitions at Walmart. That was actually the first episode I ever heard,
mm-hmm.
and that was in January of 98. Do you remember, like, he would complain? It was, like, at Walmart?
Yeah, I don't remember the one.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. I actually had that one on tape.
What was he protesting? Taking petitions at Walmart to do what?
Because of the fact that President Clinton was having relations with Monica Lewinsky, and he was saying that this was like, he had sex with that woman, young woman, and he shouldn't have done it.
Okay, yeah, and he wanted to get him out of there as the commander-in-chief.
Yep.
All right, man, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
All right, buddy. That was a rather tame one, though. Considering some of the other stuff he's got. You know, he's either petitioning to have President Clinton removed or he's super gluing his own penis to his stomach. You know, we need you as president, Steve. You really got it together. All right, here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I was calling about I believe he was suing one of his competitors on a chili cook-off.
Yes.
Put too many habanero peppers in the chili and... was suing him because he had anal chafing.
Yes. That's right. It burned him.
It burned him bad, right. He was suing him for the anal chafing.
I remember there was a trucker that called in.
Yeah, right.
And the trucker said, hey, man, I got a wall full of chili cook-off trophies. and Steve said, well, I burned my rear end. And the trucker goes, well, here's a moment of silence for your burned butt.
Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who does all the characters for these people that you have on there?
Who does all the characters? You don't know? How long you been listening to the show?
I don't know, probably 7-8 months, but I don't listen to you every night.
What do you want to know?
I certainly do.
Send a self-addressed stamped on... No, I'm kidding. I do.
You do them all?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's great.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mobile on I-10. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Bozell went ballistic once. I think it was at Andy Gump or Portishead toilets. He couldn't keep the door locked, and
yeah.
He was on a construction site or something that, like that.
Right.
And the door kept coming open, and he had his pants around his ankles. He was accused of being gay, so he had like a sexual harassment lawsuit. Then he fell, tripped and fell, and chafed his penis on the hot tongs. I mean, it was all over the place. I think he was suing, like, the Department of Public Works, Kurdistan, his employers. He went nuts that day.
I remember that one because he had to turn around to pull his pants up, and right as he was turning around to pull his pants up, Cliff Pettigrew came up and pulled the door open.
Exactly. And he had told him not to.
Yeah, he'd asked him not to. So naturally, he won't. Because the door doesn't have a lock on it, Cliff, so please don't open it up.
Exactly. That was one of my favorites.
Cool. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I forgot about that Cliff Pettigrew one. 1-800-449-8686. Going to try to get in a few more calls. Tony, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
There's a great Steve Bozell recently where he's suing some of his construction buddies because they had him buy foot-long hot dogs for a barbecue that he was having.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't realize that they resembled the male genitalia.
Right.
And they kept saying to him, hey, you enjoying that wiener or something along those lines?
Yeah, what was it? I think Pettigrew said something like, you look like you're really enjoying that footlong or something.
And then he kept putting mayonnaise on it.
Yes, yes, that's right. That's right. I remember that one.
That was brilliant on the one where he's having sex with the wood. It was Paul's Plumber's Putty.
Yeah.
Which always, every time I see any kind of paint-related item, I always think of Paul's Plumber's Putty.
He tried to use as a lubricant.
Yeah.
Okay, man, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Oh, God. Here is Robert. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Would you say Robert?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, my favorite one was when his wife was having a bachelorette party, and he went in the refrigerator and pulled out the popsicle penises, and he got caught.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we just played a cut from that.
Did you?
The pleasure pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, dude. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, and here is Jonathan. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good, man.
One of my favorite things happened a long time ago. What happened was Steve was suing the police department because he had one of those over-the-shoulder carrying cases, and he had left it on the roof of his car as he was driving, and the police pulled him over and said, sir, you left your purse on the roof. And he got so flustered because, you know, he thought the cop was insinuating that he was gay because of the purse.
Right.
And so whenever someone would call in, they kept referring to it as a purse, and he would get all upset saying, it's not a purse. I'm not gay. And then finally, at the end of the show, they kept referring to it as a purse. He just started broke down and crying, saying, all right, you win. He's like, I'm gay. I love men's butts.
Really? I don't remember that part.
And every like, the person would try and say something, and he would just come back with, I love men's butts.
Good Lord. That is a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Love that. There you go. We'll come back with another. Actually, we have one from yesterday's show. It's not a Steve Bozell. Lloyd from yesterday's show. You got that ready? We'll come back, not right after the break. We got one more Steve, too. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. And don't you forget, you can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2000, 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-7445. $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've made $57,421 through your great generosity and the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. This is the Steve Bozell Hour. I'm Phil Henry. We're remembering our favorite Steve Bozell lawsuits. And here is Sandy on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Great.
Hey, my favorite one is when Steve Bozell was on that craft on that boat, and it was he thought it was breaking up at 5 miles an hour.
Breaking up.
Yeah,
breaking up.
The craft was breaking up, and he kept telling his wife and kid, "Bail out, bail out."
Yeah, he was on one of those jet skis, but they were in a 5 mile an hour zone, a no wake zone. And he was behind his friend, and his friend jacked it up to a speed where he actually saw wake. So he figured it was over, and he just bailed off the back of the thing.
Yeah, the guy, his best friend or his neighbor, was massaging his wife's back while he fell out of the craft.
No, go ahead.
And he was laughing. They were all laughing at him, even his son. I think his son was 10 years old, right?
Yeah. And the guy's massaging his wife's back.
Right,
sweet, feathery Jesus. You're kidding.
No, he was. He was feeling her all up and down, I guess.
What the hell am I saying? You're kidding. I invented the whole thing. I had to know what the hell I did. Well, listen, Sandy, thank you for reminding me of that one.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that was great.
That was based on my own experience on a jet ski at Newport Harbor.
Oh, it was,
yeah,
huh?
Well, I want to talk about it. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye, Sandy. See you later. So there you go. That's our hour of Steve Bozell here on the Phil Hendry Show. And remember to go to our new website, philhendryshow.com, for information on our webcast New Year's Day.
Yeah, I want to speak to this character. I was at Pearl Harbor.
God bless you.
This was after it was bombed. I went.
Oh, you were there when it was easy.
What I can't say, how the hell can you kill one of your fellow...
You weren't at Pearl Harbor when they bombed it?
No, I was there after.
The
I went in 45.
Well, what's the point of saying you were there then?
I was there, and what I'm saying is the most awful thing I've ever seen.
I was there
saying,
two years ago with my wife. We were there 2 years ago with my wife.
Wait a while.
Let the guy
talk. The most awful thing I saw, one of the sailors, quartermaster, were using loaded dice.
Yeah.
And when the fellas found out there were loaded dice, threw them out the third floor barracks.
You got it.
But what you did was to slit a throat is absolutely horrible.
Oh, I see. Throwing a guy out a three-story window is okay, though.
But it didn't kill him.
Oh, just crippled him for life.
No.
Well, are you nuts? No wonder you were at Pearl in 45. If you'd been there in 41, the Japs would have taken the place.
You don't know what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about. You say you slit a man's throat.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said you slit a man's throat.
No, I said he was throwing out the... You said it.
Did you say you were thrown out of a third floor window or not?
No, I didn't say that.
Phil, didn't he say it?
He did not. He said that some guys that he knew threw...
He said some guys that knew him as
hey,
a...
I was at Pearl
slit
Harbor.
His throat, threw him out of a window.
No, he was
I didn't throw him out of the window.
I was
the
at Pearl Harbor
threw
and
the
guy threw me out of the window.
When they found out he was using
when he was
loaded
dice.
But they didn't slit his throat.
Well, there was
because he was wearing a dress.
I bet you like that MASH show, don't you?
I love it.
Oh, what a jerk.
No, you don't get it. You know, you have to have a... Listen to me.
Let me ask you, when they threw you out of that window, would you land on your head?
They didn't throw me out. They threw one of the guys who was cheating with loaded dice.
Did you or did you not kill a man?
No, you did.
Oh, that's right.
Phil Hendry.
Are you nuts? I am in the middle of a very heavy flow.